Well, another case that I have very near and dear to me because it's in my own backyard, literally, is one that is also on that field studies page, the Stone Street Specter. And this is something that I would have to firmly place in the realm of undefined. It's very unique. It's an entity case that is here in my own hometown of Gibsonburg. And it's an ongoing case because I'm continuing to hear from people around the town who have come forward and said, yeah, well, I've seen something like that too. But essentially, this one got started back around, I believe it was around year 2000. I was contacted by a woman from my own area here, the town of Gibsonburg in Northwest Ohio, who said that back in the mid-1970s, she and her sister had been, at the time, teenagers, and they were living in a house that was across the street from a small park. And in this park were a couple of quarry ponds, or at least at the time, long ago, there had been two quarry ponds. In more recent years, there was just one. But as she and her sister were sitting on their front porch one summer's evening, about 11 o'clock, they happened to be looking across the darkened park. People had turned the lights off from after the baseball games. And out of nowhere, they saw, walking across the dark grass, a tall, white, slightly translucent, robed figure. I mean, robed as in the Grim Reaper robe.
Dark hooded, robe, yeah, okay.
But very much white, a white specter, walking silently across the grass down into the water of the quarry. And both sisters looked at each other, shrieked, ran into their house, and made a pact with each other never to speak of it again.
Well, you would think a whitish figure would be almost angelic.
Well, one would think, but so this story was related to me a few years back, and it certainly caused me some deep interest because I had just recently moved to another house here in my hometown that is literally across the street from the park where this had happened. So it certainly had caused me to take a number of moonlight walks over there, and I still do to this day. But about a year and a half ago, another chapter wove itself into this story where one evening, right around 11:30, my oldest son, who goes to college, but he commutes, he lives at home, came rushing in and wanted to tell me, and he was quite scared about it, that he had been driving down the street that we used to live on, which also is the street that runs past the other end of this same said park, and he had been driving up the street, and in the headlights of his car, he saw what at first he thought was somebody in a coat standing out by the street. And as he passed this figure with his car, he realized that it was a person wearing a glistening white hooded robe.
Oh, here we go.
well, it really hits home when it's right in your own, right,
yeah,
in your own family.
Yeah, I would guess it would.
Yeah, I felt like placing a call to John Keel right about then, saying, okay, brother, I know the weirdness now. But so Trevor and I hopped in the car, and we drove back down the old street. Didn't see anything. It was gone. But then found out somewhat after that, maybe a week or so after, that there was a whole additional element to this, that the house where this white being had been seen by my own son was the house where, unbeknownst to me at the time, one of the original sisters was living now from the sighting back in the 1970s that had been reported to me. Bizarre synchronicity.
It is bizarre.